Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building what I call the midnight amen, that dark, rolling drum and bass groove where an amen break is doing all the chatter up top, and an 808 style subtail blooms underneath. The trick is, we want weight and glue, but we do not want to lose headroom, because the fastest way to ruin a roller is letting the subtail collide with the break transients, and then trying to fix it by cranking a limiter. That's not loud, that's just clipping with extra steps. We're working in Ableton Live 12, intermediate level, and we're aiming for a clean, reusable framework you can drop into any tune. Alright, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Before we even touch drums, do the boring pro move that saves you later. On the master, put Ableton's limiter as a safety net, ceiling at minus 1 dB. Look ahead somewhere around 1 to 3 milliseconds, and mentally, treat it like an airbag, not an engine. While you're building, keep it from doing more than 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction. Now you're writing headroom target. As you compose, aim for the master peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS. If you're constantly smashing the limiter, that's a sign you've got overlap problems, not that you need mastering. Next, let's build the amen foundation. Create an audio track called Amen and drop in an amen loop. For warp mode, choose beats for that classic crunchy, chopped feel. Preserve transients and keep transient looping off. Then add drum bus, lightly. Drive somewhere in the 3 to 8% zone. Crunch at 0 to maybe 10% if you want extra hair. And set boom to 0. Important, do not add low end here. Your 808 tail is coming, and you don't want two low end engines fighting for the same headroom budget. If you want more control, slice the break. Right click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients. Built in preset. Now you can rearrange ghost notes, tighten fills, and deliberately create space for the bass. Quick musical goal check. You want a 2-bar amen feel where the snare hits hard on 2 and 4, but the ghosts keep the roll alive. If the break is chaotic, that's fine. We're going to trim the chaos later so the low end stays clean. Now we create the star of the lesson, the 808 tail track. Make a new MIDI track called 808 tail. We're going stock only, and we're using operator because it's stable and clean for sub. Drop operator on the track. Oscillator A is a sine wave. Pitch envelope is off for now. For this style, we usually want a tail that feels like it breathes with the groove, not a trap boing that announces itself every hit. Now shape the amp envelope. This is your tail framework. Attack, basically instant, 0 to 3 milliseconds. Decay, about 250 to 600 milliseconds. Sustain, all the way down, negative infinity or very low. Release, around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Here's the teacher note. At 174 BPM, long releases stack up extremely fast. So your job is to let the tail fill the pocket between drum hits, not smear across the whole bar. Next in the chain, saturator. Soft clip mode. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Then trim the output so bypass and enabled are roughly the same loudness. If you don't output match, you'll always choose louder and call it better. We are adding harmonics so the sub reads on small speakers, not turning it into a distorted mid-bass. Then EQ8, high pass at about 20 to 30 Hz, 24 dB per octave. That's free headroom. That sub 20 rumble is just limiter bait. Optionally, if the bass is crowding the body of the break, do a gentle dip around 120 to 200 Hz. Then utility, set width to 0%, mono sub, always. This isn't negotiable if you want translation and consistent punch. Now, before we write MIDI, let's do a super practical coaching upgrade. Peak hygiene. Drop a meter spectrum on the amen track, on the 808 tail track, and on the group later when we build it. The point is to stop guessing. As you go, watch this relationship. The 808 tail peak should usually sit below the amen transient peaks. If your group level jumps massively, when both hit together, that's overlap. Timing and envelope, not ick. Alright, MIDI time. DNB 808 tails work best when they're rhythmic and intentional, not just one long note under everything. Pick a key. F or G is common in darker DNB, but use whatever matches your tune. Try a two-bar approach. Bar 1, a root hit on beat 1, fairly short. Then a smaller answer hit around the end area, like 1.3 or 1.4 depending on your grid. Think ghost subnote. Bar 2, another root hit, but here's the move. Delay it slightly so the amen snare pops first. And when I say slightly, I mean micro timing. In the MIDI editor or with track delay, nudge the 808 tail later by about 5 to 15 milliseconds. Sometimes even 10 to 25 milliseconds on track delay is the magic. This is one of those fixes that beats heavy sidechain compression, because it solves the real issue, The transient needs to speak first. Also, discipline your note lengths. For 174 BPM, a live roller subs feel cleaner when most notes are about an eighth note to 3/16 long. Save longer tails as punctuation, not as your default. Now we protect headroom with transient versus tail separation. Option 1. Classic sidechain ducking. On 808 tail, add a compressor. Enable sidechain, and choose the Amen track as input. Starting settings, ratio around 3 to 1. Attack fast, about 0.3 to 1 millisecond. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds, and tweak until the groove rolls instead of pumping. Lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the biggest hits. Important D-B note, do not overduck. Rolling bass needs continuity. You want the Amen transient to cut through, not for the sub to vanish every snare. If you want the really clean version, you can prioritize only what matters, which is often the snare. Here's the snare-only priority method. Create a return track called a C-snare. Send the Amen to it, and on that return put a Q8. Bandpass the snare zone. Try focusing around 150 to 250 HE for snare body or 1 to 3 KHE for crack, depending on your break. Now sidechain the 808 tail compressor from a C-snare instead of the whole Amen. That way, the sub only gets out of the way when it truly needs to. Now let's do frequency slotting, because headroom is not just level, it's collisions. On the Amen track, add a Q8 and high pass at around 80 to 120 Hz. If you're going for modern clean sub, push that cutoff higher. You can leave more low mid for a classic jungle vibe, but you're paying for it with headroom. If it's boxy, dip a bit around 200 to 350 Hz. On the 808 tail, if you're hearing the snare lose weight, check the harmonics of the 808. Often the snare weight sits around 180 to 250 Hz. If the 808 harmonics are crowding that, do a gentle notch, -2 to -4 dB, medium Q. But remember this. Don't EQ your way out of clipping. Fix the overlap first with timing, note length, and envelope. Then EQ to polish the relationship. Now let's turn this into a reusable template, because you want a framework you can start every roller with. Create a group called a SUB framework. Inside it, track 1 is your 808 tail. Track 2 is optional but very useful, 808 harmonics. This is how you get the bass to read on small speakers without spending extra sub headroom. Duplicate the 808 tail, then high pass it around 120 to 180 Hz so it cannot compete with a true sub. Then saturate it harder. Saturator or overdrive or roar if you want a darker layer. Keep it controlled. If you use roar, keep the mix low, like 10 to 25%, and filter it so it lives roughly between 200 Hz and 2 KHZ. That's presence and menace, without wrecking the sub budget. On the sub framework group bus, add a glue compressor gently. Ratio 2 to 1, attack around 10 ms, release on auto and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is for cohesion, not loudness. Then a utility after it, so you can trim the entire group easily. Think of this as your fader safe bass system. Now a few advanced coaching moves to keep your master calm. Headroom is mostly sub-length times density. If it feels good but the master is stressed, don't immediately turn everything down. Try one of these first. Reduce note density. Remove every second ghost hit. Shorten the release slightly. Sometimes 20 to 60 milliseconds is all it takes. Or split your tail behavior. Short notes for busy bars, longer tails only at phrase starts. And do your /B checks properly. Temporarily put utility on the master and set width to 0 for mono. Then turn your monitoring level down so the sub is barely audible. If the groove collapses at low volume, it means your sub is doing too much heavy lifting rhythmically, or it's masking the break. Alright, let's turn the loop into an actual midnight roller arrangement, because arrangement is part of the framework. Try a 16-bar sketch. Bars 1 to 4. Intro tension. Low pass the Amen with auto filter around 6 to 10 KHZ. Slight resonance. Make the 808 tail sparse, maybe only on bar starts. Add a little atmosphere if you want. Bars 5 to 8. Pre-drop push. Bring back the full Amen top end. Add a couple extra ghost 808 hits, but keep the separation tight. End of bar 8. Do a small fill, maybe a reversed Amen slice. Bars 9 to 16. The drop. Full Amen. Consistent 808 tails. Every 4 bars, remove the 808 for half a bar, then slam it back. That contrast trick makes the drop feel bigger without adding level. If you add a mid-bass or a reese, high pass it so the sub stays king. Now, common mistakes to avoid as you build. If your 808 decay is up around 900 milliseconds at 174, it's probably overlapping constantly. If your sub is stereo, it'll feel weaker and cause phase issues. Mono it, if the Amen low end is left unfiltered, it will instantly steal headroom from the sub. If you drive saturation and don't trim output, you're just loudness biasing yourself. If your sidechain release fights the groove, too fast will feel jittery, too slow will pump and kill the roll. Let's wrap with a mini practice exercise you can actually finish today. Build an 8-bar loop, load an Amen, warp it, and high pass it around 100 HE. Build the operator 808 tail chain, sine, controlled tail envelope, soft clip saturation, rumble cut at 20 to 30 HE, mono utility. Write a 2-bar sub pattern and duplicate it to 8 bars. Sidechain from the Amen and aim for about 3 dB of gain reduction on snare peaks. Keep your master peaking around minus 8 to minus 6 dBFS, and keep limiter gain reduction under 2 dB. Then export a quick render and check it on headphones, on small speakers, and in mono. Your pass condition is simple. You can clearly hear Amen transients, and you can feel sub movement, without the master constantly slamming. Recap, this Midnight Amen 808 tail thing is not add more sub. It's space management. Separate transients from tail using envelope control, micro timing, and side chain. Protect headroom by high passing the break, trimming rumble under 30 HE, keeping sub mono and controlling overlap with decay, release, and density. And finally, save it as a SUB framework group so every new roller starts clean and strong.